In order to accomplish this galus of this Mashiach taking miyad, every single Jew, men, women, and children, whether it's men that are in yeshiva studying Torah all day, or men that are in the business world, they should add in learning Torah, and especially the subject of Mashiach Gula. And the Rebbe wants that everybody should be part of such a shir berabim of 10 people learning together. In addition to the maila, when 10 people learn together, the shchina is there. When you learn the Yonim Mashiach together as a group, there's more excitement and it adds to the anticipation of awaiting Mashiach. So therefore, the Rebbe wants us to learn as a group, at least 10 people. And in footnote 19, the Rebbe goes a step further. Even those people that want to dafka learn themselves because they want to be innovative in their learning. Think of deeper insights and interpretations and explanations, and for that they need calmness of mind. They need to be by themselves over the chavrusa. They can't be with the whole group, then they can't concentrate. Even these people who do that, and it's a good thing, they should also make an effort that from time to time they should also be part of a shir where at least 10 people are learning. The Rebbe also says to add the mitzvah of tzedakah, and then the Rebbe adds another thing, that when you give tzedakah and you think of what Chazal say, G'dayla tzedakah shemakarev sagula, you give tzedakah and you think about that, so you're also observing the inyan of learning in Yonah Mashiach Gula. Because as you're giving the tzedakah, you're thinking of what the Gemara says about tzedakah, about Mashiach. That's why many people have on their pushkas this phrase, G'dayla tzedakah shemakarev sagula. Not only is it encouraging you to give more money, but by seeing it and thinking about it, that itself is a way of learning in Yonah Mashiach Gula.